Hello, my friends. Today, I'll talk about this article. It's a back exercise. Not really back exercise, but it's about the back, biceps, tendon rupture. I will read this article for you. By this way, you can save your time. Let's go. Rupture or tear of the biceps long head is a serious injury, the most frequent in sport. This injury usually appears on a muscle weakened by tendinitis caused by a sudden movement of the arm. Sudden arm movements are usually thrown like baseball, tennis, throwing sport, and also Olympic weightlifting during the snatch. At this point, all tension transferred to the biceps long head, which breaks most often when the tendon passes into the intervascular sulcus of the humerus. In bodybuilding, this injury is a little different, especially with the deadlift. There is a technique in deadlift which consists of having a hand with a planted grip and the other with a supported grip to lift heavy weight and avoid that the barbell rolls in the hand. This simple technique is at the origin of the rupture or the disinsertion of the lower of the biceps, I mean where the muscle is inserted on the humerus. Fortunately, this injury rarely happens. During the positive phase of the deadlift, the muscles that work are legs, glutes, back, and abs. Arms relaxed, but they're stretched as crane's cables. Unfortunately, when a hand is with a superhuman grip, this shortens the biceps. I mean, the biceps is extremely powerful with a superhuman grip. The result is that there is a tremendous tension due to heavy weight, which causes a tearing or total rupture of the tendon of the radius. The biceps with a supplanted grip work more than the biceps with a planted grip. In the deadlift, the injury is exclusively on the distal tendon of the muscle. The arm hangs along the body, which causes the tension to be distributed at the top of the muscle between the tendon of the short head and the long head. For other exercises, when the tension is at the bottom of the muscle, the tension is supported on a single tendon insertion. The rupture of the biceps tendon causes a pain relatively moderate compared to the severity of the injury. If you compare the rupture of the biceps tendon with the major pectoralis or the adductor of the thigh, the pain is different. With a rupture of the major pectoralis tendon or adductor of the thighs, the suffering is so strong that the athlete may stop the effort. It often happens that during a powerlifting competition, athletes who have a rupture of the biceps tendon during the deadlift continue until the end of the movement. When this injury occurs, there is a swelling in the forearm because of the hemorrhaging. But the most surprising thing is the retraction of the biceps, which form a ball at the top of the arm near to the pectoralis major and deltoid. This bicep retraction causes the brachialis muscle in the lower arm to be more exposed. It's always possible to make a flexion of the arm with the rupture of the muscle, which less powerful than before. Thanks to the brachial muscle, brachioradialis, long and short radialis extensor of the carpus, and the plantar teres muscle. On the other hand, to to make a movement with a supinated grip is a problem because the end of the movement is only carried out by a single muscle, the supinator muscle. You have to be careful because this injury should be treated quickly by surgery to restore the brachial biceps tendon to the radius. If the surgical operation is not performed in time, the bone will have a fibrous transformation and retraction will be final. Yeah, this transformation will be final. The arm's mobility will always be possible, but the loss of strength, inflection, and supination is inevitable. There is a solution to avoid this type of injury with deadlift, with biceps work to have a tendinous reinforcement. This exercise is to do a flexion only with forearm with a straight barbell. This exercise reinforces the bicep distal tendon, but be careful by controlling the movement. I mean, if you train your forearm, you can avoid this kind, you can reinforce your bicep distal tendon. Thank you for listening to me and have a nice day.